Good afternoon for WVAS News. I'm Melanie Hogan. Montgomery attorney Jerry Beasley delivered very pointed remarks at today's Bridge Builders Breakfast Lecture Series. He discussed several pieces of legislation, including the BP oil spill case. Beasley contends that even though a settlement has been reached, the oil giant's liability is far from over.
BP put in the Gulf, in addition to the volumes of oil that flowed out of that well, a chemical co-exit that is banned in Great Britain because it causes cancer. And they dumped over 200, I've forgotten how many thousands of gallons of this into the Gulf, and for the first time they shot it to the bottom. So now you've got layers of chemical and oil that if we had a hurricane, we got big time problems if it stirs it up in the Gulf.
The Bridge Builders Breakfast Series is hosted by Alabama State University's Center for Leadership and Public Policy. The governor told a Montgomery Civic Club yesterday that he will likely be forced to make double-digit spending cuts if voters reject a constitutional amendment that would let him balance the state's general fund budget by taking money out of a state savings account. Robert Bentley says he could be forced to call a special legislative session if the amendment fails September 18th. The governor also said he's looking forward to the opening of a new plant in Wilcox County.
We were able to talk Golden Dragon copper tubing to come to Wilcox County, and it's going to produce 500 jobs in the county that has the highest unemployment rate in the state of Alabama, and these are 500 good paying jobs that are going to come to Wilcox County. What I want to make sure is that the people who live in Wilcox County are trained and get those jobs.
The governor also said he's moving ahead with streamlining state government, and he will make an announcement Thursday involving law enforcement programs. The U.S. Justice Department has approved the city of Montgomery's redistricting plan that realigns district boundaries for the next election cycle in 2014. Mayor Strange made the announcement at Tuesday night's city council meeting.
Well, we worked very hard to make sure that our districts were within the appropriate levels with the moderation to what the optimum would be. Our planning organization, we did it in-house, and just to have validated by the Department of Justice that this is an appropriate redistricting is very meaningful.
In other action, council members approved resolutions expressing sorrow to the family of Bernard Whitehurst, who was killed by a city police officer in 1975. Members also agreed to a memorial for Whitehurst. In other news, Alabama State University is planning to purchase the multi-story building next to Patterson Field that once housed Alabama Public Television. The Advertiser newspaper reports that ASU officials are seeking to buy the building for $2.3 million. The building will be used to house the university's new Center for Applied Communications Media. An 18-year-old man is in jail following his arrest in connection with three home burglaries last month. Montgomery police said Edward Belt of Ravenwood Drive was arrested this week and charged with breaking into homes in the County Downs and Fox Hollow areas. Belt was charged with multiple counts of burglary and first-degree theft. He was placed in the Montgomery County Detention Facility on bonds totaling $60,000. Montgomery police anticipate making additional arrests in the cases. The suspect in a triple homicide in Lowndes County is scheduled to make his next court appearance next month. A Lowndes County judge set a July 2nd preliminary hearing for DeAndre Marquis Lee. Lee remains jailed without bond in connection with the slayings of 9-year-old twins Taylor and Jordan DeJuranette of Montgomery and their caretaker, 73-year-old Jack Mack Gerdner. Their bodies were found earlier this month on a dirt road near Hainville. A 29-year-old resident of Prattville was killed Tuesday afternoon when the motorcycle he was riding crashed into a car on Cobbs Ford Road. Prattville police said the victim died shortly after being taken to Jackson Hospital. The man's name was withheld. The traffic fatality was fourth in Prattville this year. The Montgomery City Council has approved a major expansion in the boundaries of the city's downtown entertainment district. The council unanimously approved ordinances allowing people to carry open liquor containers within the entertainment district and for businesses to display more signs in the area. The expansion stretches it to the riverfront and other nearby areas, allowing people to carry containers of alcohol in a larger area. Today, grab your shades. More sunshine is on the way with your highs around 90 degrees. Tonight, clear with your lows in the mid-60s. Thursday, partly cloudy skies and your highs around 90 degrees. Thursday night, more of the same, partly cloudy skies and your lows in the mid-60s. On your Friday, look for scattered clouds and your highs in the lower 90s. Friday night, partly cloudy with your lows around 70 degrees. You are listening to WVAS at Alabama State University. For more news, weather, and information 24 hours a day, log on to WVASFM.org and add us as a friend at Facebook.com/WVASFM. I'm Melanie Hogan, WVAS News.